leave me alone. Speak what you want to me. Do it for me. Whatever you want to do. I see to say good unto you.
Thank you.
my own.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Take the lead, O Lord.
Fais-toi passer le vent. Heavy anointed presence. In the name of Jesus. Lift those hands higher. Removing old clothes from people. Releasing a change of garment. That's right. It's untying knots that they have used to tie people's lives. It's our year of release. And something is being released for you now. Lift your hands high. And at the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. Father, thank you for what you are releasing. That's right. That anxiety in your life right now. The pressure, the anxiety, the worry. Yes, 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 yes. It's dissolving and peace. Peace in your storm. Peace be still. Peace to every troubled soul, troubled mind, troubled marriage, troubled family, troubled body system. Peace. Satanic verdict is being cancelled. Conspiracies from the covens of witchcraft, they are being cancelled and nullified right now. Hey, lipeteke zike lite perataya. The mystery of wickedness is being arrested and given way for the mystery of righteousness, the mystery of godliness. Receive mashabadagalagayayash. Lifting somebody from the pit of depression, from the pit of frustration, from the pit of failure, from the pit of wretchedness, empty-handedness. You are coming up. It's your turn.
How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me.
Sing with me.
All of it.
All of it.
And he said, I should tell you, what you are expecting him to do will not take time. It will take faith. And if you believe now, it is unto you according to your faith. You know the way they pass an old car through a factory and it comes out at the other end as brand new. That is what is happening to somebody's life now. Happening to somebody's destiny. It's happening. It's happening to somebody's marriage. Happening to somebody's endeavor. Happening to somebody's career. Something is happening. You are in the factory of God now. You are in the factory of God right now. He is changing things in your body, in your system, in your life, in your family, in your destiny. Get your hand.
Sing grace.
Lift your hands high now. Higher. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. It's our year of release, recovery, replication. Something that will blow your mind far beyond your imagination is being released now. It will not take time. It's your hands high. Father, let it drop. In the name of Jesus. One, two, at the count of three, scream, I receive. Some it is total health, some is total deliverance, liberty on every side. Are you ready? It's your hands one more time. Yeah, that's right. I see a spiritual relationship breaking now. A spirit husband leaving, a spirit wife, spiritual children leaving, serpent spirit leaving, unclean spirits leaving, masquerade demons leaving, spirits of impersonation leaving right now. Lift your hands and receive it at the count of three. Father, let it be in the name of Jesus. One, two, and three. I receive your freedom, receive your liberty, receive your deliverance. Receive your wholeness. Receive it. Receive now. Something is happening. Something is being released. Receive it now. Receive your change of story. Receive your transformation. Receive your deliverance from ancestral curse, from generational curse, from unclean spirits, family covenants. Receive your freedom now.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands, worship Him. Diverse encounters, unclean spirits checking out, chains broke, things happen. That's right. Take your seat. I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. Lord, your gift of grace cannot be bought with silver or with gold. I am so grateful that you love me so much.
That person with water brush, acid brush, likes nauseated permanently with gastritis, ulcer situation. Just now the Lord has healed you. That person with the lower back condition, tailbone kind of pain and affliction, God has healed you. Somebody with pains on the hips, like the head of femur kind of pain, God has healed you. Somebody with knee situations, God has healed you. Somebody's ear that is not hearing well or not hearing at all, God has opened it. Check it right now and confirm the healing of that ear that was not hearing well. Somebody's affliction on the breast has just been healed right now. An addiction just got broken. A bondage, you see a black object leaving your body in the course of this service, and an addiction just got broken. I'd like you to check yourself. Confirm that God healed you. Somebody's shoulder is free also. Confirm that God has healed you. And step forward here and let us see what God did for you. Anywhere you are, because of time, check yourself quickly. You came with as if there was a stone on your chest. A stone tied on your chest. It is not just a burden, but an affliction. It just lifted up that chest now. And you feel.
And it is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well. with my soul today. In the nickname of Jesus, it is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well. With my soul. In the nickname of Jesus,
it is well.
It is well.
Yeah. Father, pray. Sir, our sister, God has just visited her. She said 5 years ago in the dream of the night, a woman breastfed her. And after that demonic encounter, she began to have incessant molestations.
Oh my God.
In a dream, she had had a couple of children. Physically, there is no relationship working at all. When you mentioned this evening that God was delivering people from spirit husbands and spirit children, she said she fell under the anointing and saw that woman that breastfed her 5 years ago. Told her, I warned you not to come here. Why did you come here?
I warned you not to come to this
church. And the woman took to her heels and checked out.
Took to her heels.
And took off.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
For that period of years, her menses ceased.
Incredible. You don't tell a blind man that rain is falling.
Hear me today. Every satanic agent that has been deployed to resist your destiny. He said the woman took off. He took off. Every demonic agent that has been deployed to resist your destiny. Tonight, they are on their way living your life. Now, say after me. Every demonic entity after my life, after my destiny, to resist my life and my destiny, you are living now. In the name of Jesus, on your mask, death said, shout go! Go!
Omewoya, mewoya, chukwe, mewoya. Emirimadio, mewoya, chukwe, mewoya.
Catching fire. That ancient shrine that says you should not get married. that say you should not have a child, that say you should not serve God well, tonight is the end of that shrine. Lift your hands and your voice and say in the name of Jesus, every ancient altar fighting my destiny from my father's house, anywhere you are, in the name of Jesus, catch fire now. Open your mouth and pray, fire. Between now and coming Sunday, you will hear news from your village. You will hear news from home that something that is not allowing you to go forward just caught fire. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Sir, very accurate words. You said that if somebody has it, that she has a condition of ulcer and is always feeling nauseated.
Nauseated.
Yes, sir. This is her case. She was in hospital November, December, January, February. They just discharged her last Sunday. She still had the point of the catheter. Ulcer on the chest, heart palpitation, nauseation. When the word came, she felt free and went and drank water. Before she drinks water, she will vomit. She was taking water, she didn't vomit.
Hey, hey! Are you just looking like that? Somebody scream power!
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Carry, 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 carry.
Lift your hands up.
I see the Lord lifting load off your head. Every trace of satanic affliction inside this head, apart from the chest, is returned back to hell.
Sir, please, sir, forgive me. You are very accurate. Her father called her that he had a dream that they will never succeed. And since that time, confusion.
Over. Fire! Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Go ahead. Every load they have put on your life, every load they have put on your head, is returned back to hell. Everybody,
her father had a dream that an old woman that they know in their village said that the father's children will not succeed. That was how that affliction started, and she keep feeling confused, like heaviness.
Lift your hands, everybody. Everything that links your father to your life that is negative, and then this is the other side of it. Anything your father or mother involved themselves with that is fighting your destiny. The Bible says that the fathers shall not take sour grape, and the teeth of the children be set on edge. Everyone shall die for their iniquity. You shall not carry the liabilities of your father's house. You shall not carry the liabilities of your mother's line. I prophesy today, anything affecting your life from your father, from your mother, that yoke is broken. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender.
Amazing, sir, what is happening? She said she's always having headache constantly.
That's the major point.
As if somebody is pounding her head.
That is the major thing.
She's supposed to be have an exam on Monday, but she has been...
While you were talking about this, I was seeing the head on fire. Now, it returns back to the devil. It returns back to the devil. Now, even what you have not mentioned here today, God will unravel it. God will expose it. In the name of Jesus. Stay after me again. Say, every evil load on my life, you are returning now. Back to sender. On your mask. Get set. Shout back to sender. Back. Give the Lord a praise that you're sick. Yes.
Sir, for our sister, I don't know whether to call it a compendium of afflictions, but sir, you mentioned every single one, that every single thing that's afflicting her, ulcer, chest condition, lower back condition, all you mentioned them, and now she is free, sir. Since she was 12, she has had this ulcer, and the three challenges start from January to September every year, throughout these 16 years.
She's crying. Today it's over. She was born. How old is she now?
12 years.
She's 12 years.
And she's 28 now.
And she's 28 now. That is for 16 solid years. She looks far older than her age. It is over. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Return back to hell where you came. Return back to hell where you came. Return back to hell, you affliction. Where you came, in Jesus' name. Yes.
Sir, Brother Solomon, please step forward. Sir, this is Brother Solomon, who had fought with a crocodile last month in a dream.
He fought with crocodile in a dream.
A dream. And woke up with an excruciating pain that had defied all kinds of treatment until this moment. As the servant of God prayed, he said, all of a sudden, he felt a power surge through his chest, and the pain disappeared, and he could turn left and right now. No pain again.
Lift your hands. Everything breathing in your abdomen, I send it back to her. I see something breathing. For how long has it been? About 4 months now. Like that right here.
Fire of the Holy Ghost, return back to hell.
Where you can find out more about that breathing thing. Yes, go ahead.
She came here with a very excruciating pain on her nails. But when did she receive
excruciating
pain
on the knee?
When you said, when everybody should receive, she said, when she said, I receive, the pain left her.
It is over forever. In Jesus' precious name. Be healed and be whole. In Jesus' name. Pricking sensation. When walking or doing anything. Hallelujah. Come forward, it is over. That's your baby. Both of you are not hungry at all. Both of them are not hungry at all. Beware who give birth to you. You may determine your size. Carry the baby. Let me pray for the mother. Lift your hands. It's not possible for an antelope to give birth to an elephant.
Of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Hola, hola, hola.
Yeah.
get your seat running. We have 5 minutes to summarize everyone now.
Yes, sir. So I recall the servant of God said that God was healing people with hip condition. That word is meant for our sister Janet. Said 2 years ago in a dream, she saw some demons fire gun at her. And then when she woke up, that hit on the pain in the hip started. And she got to different places without solution. Right yesterday in a dream, she saw the servant of God praying for her. And today, as the word went forth, he said the one cold sensation passed through her leg and the pain had disappeared. Wow. Those things she couldn't do before, she can do them now.
Lift up your hands. Father, let it be.
Hey! Sir, just now as we are praying for him, he said he saw movement
something
in his stomach.
Yes.
And he said it is very correct. And that for the past 4 months, something has been moving in his stomach. So much so that when it happens, he cannot eat, cannot sleep well, and you'll be experiencing itching all over his body. But as you mentioned, pray for him now, he felt relieved.
Congratulations. What was the first thing that was mentioned?
He fought with crocodile, and he had a chest pain in the chest.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands. Father, thank you because that pain returns back to her. Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Severe waist condition for 1 month, 4 years, 15 years. All
dissolved. Touch your toe, all of you. Come over. Stand the other side. All right, three of you. When I say 1, 2, 3, touch your toe. 1, 2, 3. Again. 1, 2, 3. Powerful. And it's all time. 1, 2, 3. And now for everyone here today, everything the enemy has forbidden you to do, today you shall go and get it done. In Jesus' name, congratulations, it's over.
Yes, sir. You said, while ministering, you said that evil garment you're wearing is being removed and set on fire.
Yes.
At the instance of that word, brother, and Nathan found himself in his father's house.
In
Akwa Ibom.
Which state? Which local government?
Local government.
Yes, sir. With a very dirty garment.
A dirty garment on him.
Sir. And someone came and removed the garment, arranged it somewhere, pour anointing oil on it and set it on fire.
Hey.
And nothing he touched works for him.
Hey. Everybody stand up if you want some garments set on fire right now. You want something that is not correct in your life set on fire. Stand here. Remain standing. Yes. Quickly. All right. Every single of the testimonies.
Daddy, for 3 years he said he had locked shoulders. But you made mention of someone with heaviness of the shoulders. He said immediately that word went forth.
3 years.
Yes, Daddy.
Lift it up.
With excruciating pains. But now
give the Lord a big clap of hand. Yes.
And this is Mr. Peter Isaiah. He said 3 years ago a bee flew into the right eye. And since then he could not see with that eye. But you walked through him in that direction. And he said anything fighting your life from your father's house is destroyed now. Immediately he saw the bee flew out of the eye.
The bee flew into the eye.
3 years ago.
The eye 3 years ago.
Yes,
and just now he saw it flew out. And the eye is open.
And he can see with the eye now.
Incredible.
He couldn't see with the eye at all.
Hey! Hey! Ay, 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 ay. What is happening is crossing road. A crossroad. It was during the healing and deliverance service we had time for this kind of thing. But now, it's crossroad. Something flew to the eye 3 years ago, blinded the eye. Tonight it flew out. Just by the same thing. By the servant of God just passing by his side. close this eye. Father, thank you, because that devil has flown out of the eye, and that eye is open. Creative miracle. It is done. Yes.
Sir, this is Elizabeth James. It was been on admissions for the past 3 days. He said he came to the service, his heart got blocked 3 days ago, and he was on admission. He was discharged yesterday, and then...
And what happened to you? Tell me yourself. What happened to you?
I saw something leaving my chest.
Whatever the enemy deposited left the chest and his soul. Give the Lord a praise over here.
Sir, an amazing one. This girl is 16 years old. Her siblings are taller than her. And when you said we should raise our hands, and at the shout of I receive, an old short woman walked out of her.
What is happening here today? Old short woman walked out of her, which means her height is released. That is to say, within the next few weeks and few weeks, you will be shocked. I've seen miracle. I've heard of miracle where somebody slept last night short and woke up the next day, and his trouser is reaching him here because it grew. It grew to his height. His trouser is now reaching him here because it grew to his height. If this happened overnight, I will not doubt it. For this girl, that short engine, like we used to say in Africa, the short engine left, and now she can grow. Lift your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. Catch up your growth. Catch up your growth. Catch up your growth with your age mates. Catch up your growth with your contemporaries. Sir, in the name of Jesus.
That's our youngest brother. The young man said that his own started Tuesday. Stiff neck and shoulders. All gone.
Lift your hand. Everybody stand up on your feet now. Do you want anything that is not of God in you to get out now? Place your, two things we are going to do. Number one, we are going to ask, order them out. Number two, we are going to set the garments on fire. Place your hand on your chest, everywhere you are, and lift the other hand up and say after me. Now, say after me, this is rehearsal for Sunday service. Holy Ghost service, the Spirit moved. I believe we have the handbills here and the expectations. Both of them for you and for your loved ones. You will pick them at the end of the service for you and your loved ones. Place your hand on your chest, lift the other hand up, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every stranger in my life, every presence that is not of God, I'd like you to close your eyes and pray this prayer, because God might open your eyes to see something leaving you now. Every stranger in my life, every presence that is not of God in my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, oh you stranger, on your mars, get set, shout, get out, get out, get out, hey, hey, Hepa, get out, get out, get out, get out. Get out. Oh, you stranger. Oh, you stranger. Oh, you stranger. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high and say after me, every evil garment. Now, for some of us, what has made you not to get a job is about to catch fire. What has made you not to get admission is about to catch fire. What has made you not to get married is about to catch fire. What has made you not to get favor at your place of work is about to catch fire. Lift your hands and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every garment of evil, garment of frustration, garment of disaster, garment of backwardness on my life, on my body, today is your end. You are catching fire now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, shout fire! 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 Catch 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 fire! Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration, the worship, and the supremacy. Thank you because it's a new day and it's a new season. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands.
You are worthy.
You can return back to your seats now. I said there is what you want to say.
Look at your neighbor, say, you came to church. You came to church. Not to seminar, you came to church. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 48, and in verse 17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. I teach you to profit, and I lead you by the way that you should go. Verse 18. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as the river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, and in verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill.
The prophet of dedicated service. The prophet of dedicated service. Like to understand very, very quickly what profit there is in being dedicated to God. And I want to say four things by way of introduction. Number one, it pays to serve the Lord, and it costs to serve the devil. It pays to serve the Lord, and it costs to serve the devil. Serving the Lord will pay you, and serving the devil will cost you. He said, I have not called you to seek me in vain. Number two, the pay of serving God spans through time into eternity. And the cost of serving the devil spans through time into eternity. The pay of serving God spans through time into eternity. And the cost of serving the devil spans through time into eternity. The meaning of that is, if you serve God well, you will experience the benefits of it on earth. And you will experience the benefits of the same in eternity. And if you serve the devil, you will experience the damages of it on earth. And the damages of it continue in eternity. The pay of serving God spans through time into eternity. And the cost of serving the devil spans through time into eternity. Number three, God is a maker of people, not a waster of people. He said, come, I will make you. That was what he told Peter in Luke chapter 5. Come and I will make you. God is a maker of people, not a waster of people. He is a maker of people, not a mocker of people. He is a maker of people, not a user of people. You can read all the way in Luke chapter 5 from verse 5 all the way to verse 10. He is a maker of people, not a waster of people. He is a maker of people, not a mocker of people. God is a raiser of people, not a user of people. Men may use you to achieve what they want and dump you. But if God ever chooses to use you, it's because he wants to raise you. When we started off our journey of following God, some people thought we were wasting our lives. But I waste my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. Are you ready for number four? God can do, God has done, and can do without man. But man can never do without God. God has done and can do without man, but man can never do without God. The relationship between God and man is far more beneficial for man than for God. That statement looks very brutal, but it's reality. God has done and can do without man. But man can never do without God. Our relationship with God is more beneficial for us than it is for him. If you are talking about worshippers in heaven, for millenniums, God had angels worshipping him without the need for man. The earth existed for millenniums without man on the earth, with God. He said, let me give man the privilege of sharing my nature with him. Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let's give them the benefit of experiencing something. So, it's important to know, to humble us, that our connection with God does us more good than it does for God. Having said all of that, what is the pay? What is the profit of devotion and dedicated service to God? What is the pay? What is the profit? Number one, the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Here, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Job 36 verse 11. If they obey and they serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. If you are devoted and you are dedicated, you are not meant to struggle for supernatural supplies. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. I speak by prophecy to everyone here who is serving God dedicatedly. Every spirit of scarcity and shortage and empty-handedness around your life is cursed to its root in the name of Jesus. Provided you fulfill your place in the covenant, supernatural supply is guaranteed. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his devoted and dedicated servants. Number two, the Lord is committed to the health and wholeness. The health and wholeness of his devoted and dedicated servants. The Lord is committed to the health and the wholeness of his devoted and dedicated servants. The health and the wholeness. The health and the wholeness is committed. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. As you serve the Lord, he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. See something that happened in Matthew chapter 8 verse 14. In Matthew chapter 8 verse 14, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. He didn't pray, he touched her hand. And when she woke up, she went to do what she would have been doing if not for the sickness. She arose and immediately went to minister to them. If you are passionate about his service, you are not permitted to be tied down by affliction. If you are passionate about his service, the moment she was healed, she rose up to do what she would have been doing if not for the sickness. If you are passionate about his service, you are not permitted to be tied down by any affliction. I speak to someone here tonight. Every affliction that is distracting your commitment to God and your service to God, today it is cursed to its root. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is committed to the health of his servants. He's committed to the health and wholeness of his devoted servants. Number three, the Lord is committed to the deliverance and liberty of his devoted and dedicated servants. The Lord is committed to the deliverance and the liberty, deliverance and liberty of his devoted and dedicated servants. He's committed to the deliverance and liberty. Psalm 91 verse 14 to 15. Psalm 91 verse 14. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. I will deliver him. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. Because he's devoted to me. Because he's dedicated to me. I am committed to his deliverance. I am committed to her liberty. That was what he told Pharaoh in Israel. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus chapter 7 verse 16 and Exodus chapter 8 verse 1. Let my people go that they may serve me. If anybody is willing to serve, Pharaoh must let him go. If anybody is willing to serve, Pharaoh must let him go. Let my people go that they may serve me. If anybody is dedicated to his service, no Pharaoh can tie you down. If anybody is dedicated and committed to the service of Jehovah, no Pharaoh can tie you down. Be it the Pharaoh of barrenness, or the Pharaoh of empty-handedness, or the Pharaoh of disease, or the Pharaoh of premature death, no Pharaoh can tie you down. I am here anointed by the fire of the Holy Ghost to tell someone here, every Pharaoh that is mocking your service of God, every Pharaoh that is tying down your destiny is letting you go now. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. I told you before and I tell you again, overnight tonight, your dreams shall change. Your dreams shall change. The way you dream, the things you see, the oppression and the affliction around you shall give way. You believe that, shall the loudest amen. That Pharaoh of ancestral curse, generational curse, causing premature death of people in your family, tonight is the end of that Pharaoh. Take your seat. Don't forget. If you are ready to serve him in dedication, no Pharaoh can tie you down. No Pharaoh can hold you down. No Pharaoh can keep you back. The Lord is committed to the deliverance and liberty of his devoted and dedicated servants. Number four, the Lord is committed to the distinction of his devoted and dedicated servants. Distinction. He is committed to his distinction. You stand out, you shine out. You stand out, you shine out. If you are dedicated and you are devoted. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. He said, then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. There will be a demarcation. There will be a difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. He said, in that day when I make up my jewels. That was verse 17. They shall be mine, said the Lord. In the day when I make up my jewels, you become a jewel of inestimable value in the hand of your maker. If you are a dedicated, devoted servant of God, a jewel of inestimable value, if you are committed. That was what set Joseph apart from his brothers. Set Daniel apart from everyone. Esther apart. Job apart. You stand out while others fall out. You shine out while others fall out. I speak to someone here today. In your family, your star shall shine brightest. As it's an abomination for you to be a born again dedicated child of God, and there is someone else in that family or community shining more than you. Irrespective of the occultic power they are using, irrespective of the witchcraft power they are using, power past power. If they are using a negative power and you are using a positive power, your positive power should be superior to their negative power. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? As you are dedicated and devoted to God, you shall shine out. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And number five, God grants access to revelational depths for the devoted, for his devoted and dedicated servants. He grants you access to depths of revelation. You see what others can't see. You feel what they can't feel. He grants access to revelational depths for his devoted and dedicated servants. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9 all the way to verse 10, he said, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things." Yeah. The deep, deep, deep things of God. It makes you to see things, see depths that others can't see. For he said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. Psalm 25 from verse 9, verse 12. He will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach his way, the way he shall choose. Verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach in his way. Go ahead. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Okay. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall shield. His soul shall dwell at ease. The secret of the Lord is with them that are devoted to him, committed to him, that tremble at his presence and his word and fear him. And he will show them other things that others don't know. Secrets belong to intimates. You don't share secrets with everybody. It belongs to intimates. Intimacy with God is the pathway to the secrets of God. The secrets of God. Hallelujah. Having said that, what are the areas of dedicated service that can give us profit with God? Number one is sanctuary service. In-house service. Sanctuary service. Exodus chapter 36 and in verse 1. Exodus 36 and in verse 1. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. Sanctuary service. Numbers chapter 3, verse 30 to verse 31. We saw how God and the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel, and their charge shall be the ark and the table and the candlestick and the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary where will the minister and the hanging and all the service thereof. Sanctuary service. Sanctuary cleaning. Protocol service. Ushering service. Choiring service. Counseling service. Welfare service. Prayer intercessory service. Any service that directly impacts the effectiveness of the sanctuary. Any service that directly evangelism service. Technical service. Every service that impacts directly on the order and protocol and dignity and decency and effectiveness and productivity within the service is a service that holds profit for you with God. Don't be an executive Christian. Be a functional Christian. Be a functional Christian. Be a Christian that is dedicated, devoted, committed. Do something in the sanctuary directly or indirectly. It holds you profit with God. I started sanctuary service from when I rededicated my life to Christ about 36 years ago in the year of 1986. The first thing I did was to enter the church, the campus fellowship, where I was going to attend the fellowship, cleaned out the place first, and then came out and stood as an usher to welcome the people into the church, into the fellowship. That was my first time there. Nobody knew me, but I was addicted and passionate for service from that scratch. And God said, "You are serving at that level. Let me take you to some level."
Am I communicating? Sanctuary service. Number two is worship service. Worship service. Acts chapter 13 verse 1. Bible speaking about the certain prophets and teachers that were in the church in Antioch. As they, in verse 2, it said, as they ministered to the Lord. That is, as they served the Lord. And the word minister there is also worship the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, that is worship service. Psalm 100 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Will somebody make that noise right now? Woo! Hey! He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord, not with sadness, not with gloominess. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Your worship is your service. Your worship is part of your service. No wonder Jesus told Satan, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 10, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shalt thou serve. Worship service. When worship is going on, and you are standing like Standard Bank, whether you are a staff of Standard Bank or whatever, something is wrong. Most people that are like that publicly are like that privately. It's not a matter of I'm a gentleman. Nobody was more gentle than David. Am I communicating? It's an attitude towards Jehovah. In my class, I was given the award of Gentleman of the Year. That's my medical school class, 500 level. I was the gentlest gentleman on the class. That's how gentlemen behave. You understand what I'm saying? If God has really taken a hold of your life, you lose composition. Any day, any time in his presence. Any day, any time in his presence. Any day, any time in his presence. There is nothing under heaven. It doesn't matter whether president is there. If he come on you, say that he didn't come on you. Hey! I mean, you say, I came into church depressed. It doesn't matter. Clean the... At midnight, Paul and Silas danced. Their backs were bleeding. They whipped them. They whipped them black and blue. At midnight, Paul and Silas danced. They prayed. They sang praises until the prisoners heard them. Worship in the church. Worship in your closet. Worship in your car. Worship in your bathroom. Worship in your study is part of your service. Do you know it's possible to be a singer and not be a worshiper? It's possible to be a Christian musician and not be a worshiper. You're just a performer. A pulpit performer. He doesn't know nothing about worship. He has not had a personal worship time in his closet. It's strange to worship. It's possible to be in the choir and don't know nothing about worship. Am I coming? And it has nothing to do with a singing voice. If a noise is joyful, it equals worship. Oh, he said make a joyful noise. He didn't say make a joyful music. He didn't say make a joyful melody. Hey! Michael W. Smith says, when the music fails and all is stripped away. Please put that lyric on the screen. Yes, go ahead. And all is stripped away, and I simply come longing just to bring something that's of what? That will bless your heart. I will bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you are looking for. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear. You are looking into my heart. That is what do I feel? What am I feeling about you per time? Your worship is a major department of your service.
Don't go to church without serving God through worship. Sunday morning is called Sunday worship service. We came to worship and we came to serve. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift your hands and say, Father, I am here to worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute and round off now. Number three is prayer service. Praying, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Praying kingdom expansion prayers. Kingdom exploding prayers. Kingdom enlarging prayers. Kingdom advancing prayers is part of our service to God. Let me show you that in Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Luke chapter 2, verse 36. He said, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with one husband 7 years from her virginity. That is, she married for 7 years, being a virgin, and the husband died. And she became a widow. And remained a widow for 84. Okay, became 84. And she was a widow of about 84 years. 84 years old. Now look at this. And she departed not from the temple. Doing what? But served God through what? Through fastings and prayers. Night and day. Her fasting, her prayer was her kingdom service. Am I communicating? Ensure that you embark upon the prayer service. Engage in the prayer service. Pray for revival. Now, there's something we need to pray for. One of the frontline evangelistic ministries in the whole world, their evangelism director sent me a text message and he said I should pray along with them. He said because they have not been able to fulfill ministry for the last getting close to 1 year now since the lockdown. Do you understand? Meetings where 1 million people will gather at once. 1.5 million, 2.5 in open air crusade. No land is ready to accept that now. They call a demon called COVID. And if we say that we are in the end time is the time for the greatest harvest of souls. And in the time of the greatest harvest of souls, there is a bastard devil that said that the harvest should not happen. Then that devil should be shown the road back to hell. This is the time for us to pray like we have never prayed before. Father, let your will be done. The souls must be saved. And the nations must open up. Missionaries must go into nations. The nations must open up for this last end time harvest. Let this burden occupy your heart. Church can hold. But a ministry that is only crusades is not holding. I mean, and mega crusades. You want to go to Germany? Who will allow you? Kenya? Ghana? Oh, no. They say COVID. They say social distance. And crusade ground has no distance. I'd like you to take that burden in your heart. I planted that burden in the prayer people yesterday and even in the pastor's forum in the afternoon. And I want to plant that burden in your heart now. The nations must open up. Crusades must commence again. Whatever it will take for Jehovah in this time to ensure that his agenda for the end time be fulfilled, let it be. And because there is a revival coming that COVID cannot stop. That amen is still paralyzed. Will you jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen? Remain standing up on your feet. There's something that God is doing that no COVID can stop. Somebody say, do it, Lord. There is something God is doing now. Something God is about to do that is starting now that no COVID can stop. And I declare it by an apostolic and a prophetic mantle. The barriers into the nation, we command you to collapse. We decree the door of evangelism open worldwide. Physical evangelism in the name of Jesus. Remain standing. Sanctuary service, worship service, prayer service. Finally, soul winning service. Take your seat. Just try to rush so that we can beat this time. Soul winning service. He sent them in Luke chapter 10 verse 1. Go two by two. He appointed seven and sent them. That is service. Luke 22:35. When I sent you without pause or script, lucky anything, they said nothing. That was service. We serve the Lord as we rescue the lost into the kingdom. We serve the Lord as we give Jesus Christ fulfillment, making him excited that his sacrifice on Calvary was not a waste. We do God's service. My dear brothers and sisters, sanctuary service, worship service, prayer service, soul winning service. Conclusion, it pays to serve the Lord. Don't waste your lifetime serving yourself. Don't waste your lifetime serving the enemy. It pays to serve the Lord. Don't waste your lifetime serving yourself. Serve in the sanctuary. Serve in worship. Serve in prayer. Serve in soul winning. I'll talk more about that as we step in to Sunday service. Anywhere you are this evening, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to serve the Lord. I want to dedicate and devote my life to Jesus. I want to live for him. I have lived for myself for a long time. I want to have my sins forgiven. You have seen all manner of miracles here tonight. Divine encounters and divine visitations. And you want to serve the Lord. Quickly, pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Let's pray for you.
I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Lord is free.
Quickly, come forward. I give you the count of seven. One.
I live for Jesus.
Two. Carry your Bibles and your bags.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may,
the Holy Spirit,
I will obey. I live for Jesus. As I'm praying right now, the Lord is showing me people that have been delivered from addictions. Addictions of gambling, addictions of betting, addictions of pornography, addictions of lesbianism, masturbation, addictions of homosexuality, addictions of lying, of stealing, of cheating, whatever it is that's an addiction in your life. I'd like you to break loose of that addiction and quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of seven. Take that song again. While they are doing that, we can take positions of communion as well.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Thou glorified in Jesus' name. Those of you in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you and no turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for every one of you here today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. I decree grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen.